Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, would you stop primping yourself in the mirror? We need to record this episode.
I'm not primping, Jim. This is my magic mirror.
Magic? How does that work exactly?
It's easy. All you have to do is stare deeply into the mirror, and it will make whatever is on your mind appear.
Wow, that's fantastic. I have to get one of those. Okay, it's that time of month where we showcase the listeners and their new music picks.
Yep.
We had the interns yesterday, and now it's time to get through these listener messages. We have enough for 4 days worth of episodes here. All right?
Excellent. I'm ready.
I think with this vast network we have, you know, scouring the globe for new music, mm-hmm. we are becoming the foremost authority on new music, I think.
Yeah, we could do a pamphlet, like a report.
A leaflet, yes.
Yeah, a leaflet. Yeah.
A sternly worded letter.
The new music report.
Okay. Yeah, right. The show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And let's kick off today's new music episode with our traditional leadoff batter.
That's right.
Batsman, I guess, might mm-hmm. be more accurate.
First name on the team sheet every time.
There you go. Yeah. It's Stephen Rutledge, and we have music for Stephen.
Yes. He's got it. The man, myth, and the legend. Stephen Rutledge from Scotland. He's got it. Man, myth, and the legend. Known as Stephen Rutledge. Is about to serve.
Hi Jim and Patrick, intern Sam, Sammy, Matt and Mary, as well as a shout out for Patrick's one true friend Shadow. It's Stephen Rutledge here calling in from a bear-free Scotland with my new music picks for January 2021. Plenty to choose from this month, but I'll start with a band that holds the dearest of all places in my heart, the one, the only, Bells Hill's Finest Teenage Fan Club. The third single ahead of the now delayed new album Endless Arcade, I'm More Inclined is everything that I and many other listeners all enjoy about the band. Chiming guitars, beautiful harmonies, delightful melodies. The first two advanced singles didn't grab me in the same way as this, and I will of course be eagerly anticipating the release of Endless Arcade in March. Moving on to a new artist for me, who has released an excellent album in Magic Mirror, and that's Pearl Charles. The song I'd highlight from this is Slipping Away, but the album as a whole merits further investigation. A real 70s throwback, evoking the work of Linda Ronstadt and Stevie Nicks. What caught my attention was the purity of her voice, which I find a beautiful, clear, diamond-edged delight. If I played the whole album blind to you, you'd be sure to think it was released in 1973 and not 2021. Fellow listeners, be sure to check it out. A stylistic change next, into synth-heavy alternative rock, with plenty of atmosphere and enough guitar and melody to keep me interested. The song is Transfer by Glasgow-based Workspace, which is spelt WOR_K-space. I love the way this starts with a weird vocal part before becoming moody and lifting, musically with a low key but melodic vocal. The whole thing fits together wonderfully. Slightly outside my normal zone of interest, I can imagine Harris King might enjoy this. Another change in style is my fourth choice, which is Wilder Days from the forthcoming album Reckless by a female singer originally from the Appalachian Mountains of Virginia called Morgan Wade. Country, but not all country, rocky, but not all rock, with another interesting voice. This is not groundbreaking, but I couldn't help but enjoy it. Love the rough edge to her voice, and the southern accent sounds exotic to these British ears. Also, the production by Jason Isbell's sideman, Sadler Varden, is top-notch. Sometimes you want some musical comfort food, and along with the Fannies, this provided it this month for me. For my final choice, we return to another Scottish band, post-rock maestros Mogwai, and their new single, Richie Sacramento. I remember being blown away by Mogwai Young Team when it first came out in 97. This is a long way from that, being almost conventional, but there is enough of the noisy guitars, along with the melody and more familiar strong structure. Great duck drumming in the chorus too. Well, with three Scottish bands this month, I've flown the flag for Scotland in the month of Burns Night, and I look forward, as ever, to hearing what my fellow listeners have selected. And of course, be sure to keep rocking the suburbs. Every day.
All right. Thank you, Stephen, for that.
Thank you, Stephen, as always. His reverb at the end just keeps getting deeper and deeper.
I know.
I like it. It's going to swallow him one of these days.
Absolutely. So, okay, well, I was about to say where to begin, but we know where to begin. We begin, of course, with Teenage Fan Club, right?
Yeah.
They just keep putting out singles now. I assume something big is happening. I think it was mentioned. So the song is I'm More Inclined. Okay, what'd you think of that?
Loved it. I heard that not too long ago. I have been sort of following the progress of their new singles. So I'm, you know, excited when the album comes out, but the singles are lovely too. And they're going to be, it looks like this new one's going to be on Merge in the US too. So that should make it a little easier for us to get it right away.
Yeah. Very nice. I mean, what can you say? Teenage Fan Club. They always deliver. I did notice, I don't know if this is intentional. It's just my ears hearing something that may or may not be there. I don't know. But did you notice that opening sounded kind of like The Kids Are All Right?
A little bit. Yeah. Oh yeah. That was kind of cool.
With that,
yeah.
Like, just chord that just flourish. Hangs there for a little bit. And then the song kicks in. Yeah.
Yeah. Very true. And they settle into that nice, easy groove. Yeah. It's great.
All right. I know you have stuff to say about this next artist, right?
Yeah.
In fact, yeah, you can tell the story here, but let's hear a little bit first. This is Pearl Charles.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is Slipping Away.
Been this way for weeks and weeks. Why does it feel like years? We know we live, we know we die, but we don't know. Changing with perspective, there's never been a line between the past and the present. Watch it slipping away. There it goes. Things that we used to say don't make sense anymore. Don't make sense anymore. Watch it slipping.
What do you have to say, Pat?
I got to say, Jim, January is always a little tough for me to find stuff. And I talked a little bit about that on my episode. And I came across the Pearl Charles record after we'd already recorded my episode. And I even texted you like,
yes,
I got to talk about this.
Right. You wanted to like re-record or had some
let me do it as an addendum or like an Easter egg or something. But
yeah.
Man, you know, Steven said a lot of the things that I feel too. So I'm glad that we're kind of on that same wavelength. And I just listened to it a whole bunch of times over and over. And I don't know if many people are like me. Let's hope there aren't many people like me. But the way my sensibility sort of reacts, and it's, I guess, just from being a music, you know, freak and collector, is I got to try to figure it out every single time. Like, what's the formula here? You know, and it's like an endless puzzle when I find something new. What are they putting together? Like, what are the influences that are making this work or making it hit my pleasure center so hard? And I think I finally figured it out that it's like all the other cuts on a KTEL LP from like Stephen, you know, said 1973 or 74. Like, you know, you had your top songs on each side, right? That were like big hits, maybe top 10 hits. And then you had the other ones they sort of put on there to make up the album.
Yeah.
And the more of those there are, probably, you know, the less good the album is. But I think a lot of the songs on this album sound like those other tracks. And I just adored those other songs. You know, I just loved them for what they were. And I think Steven said it right with Linda Ronstadt.
Uh-huh.
Also, I don't know, there's some Captain and Tennille on there. There's some Debbie Boone on there. You know, there's that kind of 70s stuff. And it's cool. And I was yelling about how good it is on Twitter a little bit. And a friend of mine, John Masters, who lives out in Los Angeles, said he's seen her several times play live, and she's very, very good live too. So that's kind of interesting to think about as well. And she was in a band called the Blank Tapes. She was actually the drummer in that band for a little while. You can find their stuff. They were an LA band that did kind of a groovy 60s thing. I went back and listened to it just because of this. And it's interesting. If you really like this, check it out. She's also got a previous album and an EP. But this one to me feels like, you know, I listened to the other two briefly, but this one feels like she's really exploded, you know, like full form into her career. And I think it's going to be really well liked. And I think there's also something about during these incredibly turbulent modern times, it's nice to go back and think about something that's a little more straightforward and, yeah, you know, kind of country pop,
yeah,
and has a nice 70s vibe to it. So
totally. I'm looking forward to this. I kind of put it off listening because I wanted to have my, yeah, first listen for this episode so, uh-huh, I could just react to it in real time. But now I'm excited about going and listening to the whole album because you've, yeah, been gushing about it. Obviously, Steven loves it. So there's two good sources right there.
Yeah.
I will just say, only from hearing that one song, mm-hmm, in terms of a modern comparison,
yep,
at least that one song I would compare to Jenny Lewis.
Oh yes, totally, that's a great call too. Yeah, she picked up I think some of those same influences that Pearl Charles has, and I'm sure she's influenced Pearl Charles as well. So
yeah, so there you go,
that's a great call. The last thing I'll say is I love on this album is they did that thing to the bass where you kind of take the bass out of it, like sort of the bottom end, but it sounds like kind of burbling, you know. It's not quite like jazz rock bass, but it's got that different kind of studio 70s vibe to it, and I think that really lends a lot of authenticity, cool, to this. You know, if you're our age, you'll probably find something to like here in the Pearl Charles album. So great job, Steven.
Awesome. Okay, and the album is called Magic Mirror. All, uh-huh, right, now I think this is quite different, if I'm remembering his description.
this is going to be a hard left turn. Yeah.
This is a band called Workspace, and the song is Transfer. Anticipated.
Yeah, same.
I could see all three of these songs so far fitting on your Mythical KTEL album.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. They really could. Yeah, actually, perfect. the modern KTEL album.
That's right. But that was really nice. And I, you know, one of my favorite things too about these listener episodes is that over time, depending on the contributors each month, they each kind of start to figure out each other's musical taste, yeah, right? And so, yep, then they give like little shout outs to each other. Like, I think Harris would like this song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Very cool.
Because they've, yeah, learned what Harris likes. So
right,
it's amazing to me. Yeah.
That is amazing. And I like Steven. I like that, you know, that little intro, sort of whatever it was, like a glitch sound or, yeah, or sample. That's cool. Very cool.
Okay. Next up is Morgan Wade with Wilder Days. Mm-hmm.
And in my head, you said, look pretty, you so devious. Rode in from a windy city, yeah. I ain't got a clear view. Tell me what you want me to do. Time. You say I'm too young for you.
that quite a bit. I just want to say, this is not a bad thing, but first listen to that song, I immediately intuitively knew that it was going to kick in at that one spot. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, really?
It was like, I can tell this is building and building, and boom, here we go, you know?
Oh, interesting.
Like, yeah, it sounds like it's ready for the live stage. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
totally. Yeah, totally. You know, I picked up on what Steven said. You know, sometimes you need that musical comfort food. Yeah. And I can definitely, you know, feel like that fits right into that slot for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And then last up is Mogwai. And I'm actually amazed at how long this band has been around.
I know, it's incredible now to think that Young Team was 97. Yeah, that's crazy. Amazing.
All right. This song has a fantastic title, Richie Sacramento.
Her eyes crystal spin, fly true over me. Suddenly gone from here, left alone on the road. What brings you back? Promises of a
tune as well. I mean, a nice sort of groove
like
to it. And, you know, I think all of this stuff in a way kind of fits together today. So
yeah,
good choices, Steven.
Very nice. And, you know, I think next time we have Steven on, we might have to ask him to consider giving us all like a Mogwai episode so that he can kind of explain, you know, their highs and lows and you know, ins and outs. They have a huge back catalog with a lot of different stuff. Just listening to that, it's the first time I heard it, but, you know, Mogwai are one of those bands who over time and with experience has learned really how to make guitars sound really cool and evocative, you know, almost like the way My Bloody Valentine or Sonic Youth could do that. So it's just a pleasure to listen to how they record their guitars.
Yeah, very cool. All right. So we're just going to focus on Steven's picks today. And then tomorrow... Let me check notes, as they like to say. We have two callers tomorrow. All right.
Okay,
and then one thing I want to let listeners know, you should now be thinking about February new music.
Right.
So if you come across stuff that is released this month, you know, just go ahead, record a little message. You can do it on like a voice memo, and you can then email that to rock@suburbspod.com, or you can just call and leave a message on our phone line. That number is
612-440-1984.
There you go. All right. And then get those in roughly, you know, by around the end of the month. And February is a short month. So
it is.
Start thinking about it today.
That's right.
Okay. Tomorrow, two more calls I mentioned. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you all tomorrow.
We could do a pamphlet, like
That's
a
right.
report.
A leaflet, yes.